Ethan Lake is a senior at West High School in Salt Lake City. He says Utah is blessed with a beautiful natural environment.
Anyone who's been down to the White Rim Trail and seen the potash facilities also knows how easy it is for natural lands to be completely ruined by man-made projects seeking to extract short-term profits from something that should be protected for us all.
Last year, Governor Herbert signed House Bill 148 into law. It demands the federal government relinquish control of millions of acres of public lands to the state by 2014. And the state is currently in the midst of a legal dispute with the federal government over rights to thousands of paths and roads that cross federal land. Under the law passed, a percentage of the revenue generated by the state's sale of public lands would be deposited in the state school fund. But Salt Lake City School Board member Heather Bennett says that's a farce.
It irks me that they would use public ed as a way to try to get more support for the seizure of public lands.
She says the state must explore new revenue sources that won't exploit Utah's natural resources, including raising taxes.
I very much believe that with open dialogue among the various entities, state, local, federal, we can come to best practices in land management that won't sacrifice the great heritage that we have in our public lands.
On Tuesday, Governor Herbert testified before a congressional subcommittee where he highlighted the federal government's inability to properly manage national forests and public lands, noting national parks have an estimated $11 billion maintenance backlog.
The concept of federal-state partnerships is becoming more and more like Bigfoot sightings, something frequently reported but rarely seen.
Roughly two-thirds of land in Utah is owned by the federal government. Whitney Evans, KUER News.